Hey everyone, a very warm welcome back to you on your zone, Aspa Zone. I am Ashwini Parikh, host of Aspa Zone, thanking each and every one of you to be here on this podcast, this podcast self-improvement podcast. It's amazing that you are managing to be here on Aspa Zone to improve your inner being, because we will provide fuel to your ambition and your personality. Because when you improve yourself, the chances of yours to achieve what you want in life also increases with a rapid number. So let's straightly jump into today's topic, which is on how to judge anyone's character. So when you meet someone new, it's natural to wonder about their personality. Are they kind? Are they honest? This is especially important if you are trying to get a read on new coworker or someone like your brother's new fans. If you can learn to be a better judge of character, you can feel more at ease around new people. You will feel more comfortable around new people. In order to help you make an assessment of character, look for several specific traits. You can also take steps to observe someone's actions. So, I will tell you three methods to do this in this particular podcast. The number one method is evaluating personal characteristics. The point number one in this method is consider the communication style. Maybe you are interacting with a person, or perhaps you are trying to get a better sense of someone who is already part of your life. Judging someone's character can help you understanding them, and noticing how they communicate is helpful. Pay attention to the amount of talking that is being done. Is the person you are evaluating speaking more than anyone else in the room? If the conversation seems to be very one-sided, it is possible that the person you are observing is not a very good listener. Controlling the conversation could also be a sign that the person is very dominant. This might not be the trait that you enjoy being around. Point number second, start to pay attention to the body language. A person's body language is a good indicator of some personality traits. For example, maybe you notice that every little eye contact occurs when you speak to that person. That can indicate a few different things. Refusing to make eye contact might indicate timidity. It could also indicate dishonesty or insecurity. You can also use a person's handshake to evaluate their personality. A firm handshake indicates confidence. A handshake that crushes your hand might indicate a need to dominate. A very weak handshake can indicate lack of interest. Number third, notice the energy in the room. Pay attention to how other people react to the person you are evaluating. The energy level in the room can help you figure out some key things about someone's character. Observe the vibes changes when the new person enters the room. Does the room suddenly seem quiet and uncomfortable? It might be that the person makes others somewhat uneasy. Perhaps the room seems lighter and happier. Maybe the person you are observing makes others feel at ease. That could indicate kindness. Or does the person seems to give energy or to suck it in? It always better to add to energy rather than deplete it. Ask yourself if you would be comfortable taking a long car trip with this person. That can help you figure out how you feel about them. Number 4. Decide if you can trust that person. Trust is an important part of any good relationship. This is true for personal and professional relationship. When you are judging someone's character, take some steps to figure out if they are trustworthy. Number 1. Take a look at their track record. Past performances is something, an indicator of future actions also. For example, maybe you are considering dating someone who you know cheated on an ex. Mistakes do happen, and people often deserve a second chance. But keep all relevant information in mind when forming an opinion. Do you have a coworker who is routinely late? If you cannot rely on someone to be on the time, you might not be able to trust them with greater responsibilities. Give people a chance to prove you can trust them. For example, if you have a new friend, see how she reacts when you tell her some sensitive information. See their reaction, that how they react when you just said them that information. If she is kind and a good listener, she could be trustworthy. She is. That's a nice gesture. Number 5. Handle someone who is not nice to you. Unfortunately, you will sometimes have to be around people who do not have good characteristics. You might have to figure out how to deal with someone who is dishonest or just plain rude. Learning to cope with people who aren't nice can help you feel more comfortable around those interactions. Keep in mind that you can control your reactions. Just because someone else is mean does not mean that you have to behave in kind. Okay? Look at the reasons behind someone's bad attitude. Does your sister continuously belittle your choices to not have kids? It's possible that she is jealous that you can take a vacation whenever you want. Remember that compassion is always a good choice. Try to be kind even when others are not. But this thing don't applies on every situation, okay? So be mind of that. So let's talk about the method number 2 of this segment, which is judging someone's actions. Number 1 point, observe interactions with strangers. Paying attention to the way someone acts can help you figure out some key things about their character. It can be very interesting to watch how someone interacts with people they don't know. Pay attention to this in a variety of situations. Maybe you are out on a first date. If your companion treats the waiter rudely, that can be a negative sign. People who are rude to strangers might also be rude to people they know. There might also be issue in a superiority complex. Perhaps you are in a taxi with a new coworker. Observe how they treat the taxi driver. If your colleague refuses to answer questions or make small talks, that can reveal some negative things about his or her character. It might indicate an unwillingness to be kind to others. Okay. Number 2nd point is evaluate consistently. Make sure to observe the person in several different situations. You want to be able to see how they react in a variety of scenarios. You don't want to judge character based on one interaction. Okay. It's totally wrong when you are judging someone in just a single interaction. Be consistent in judging someone. Okay. Look for patterns in the behavior, how a person is behaving in different situations. Is this person consistently rude to the other moms at your son's school? She may not be a nice person. This is an example, okay? However, you might see that most times your new neighbor behaves kindly just because there was one rude remark about your loud music. That doesn't necessarily mean they are a bad person in reality, okay? Remember that everyone has bad days and good days. The key is to try to observe the person in a variety of settings. Number 3. Look for the red flags, okay? Reading people can be hard unless you know someone well. You may not really have a good grasp of their character. Fortunately, there are some signs you can look for to help you figure out, okay? Notice whether the person seems very quick to anger or likes to talk about violence. This can indicate some anger issues. Pay attention to a tendency to blame others. For example, maybe your coworker always passes the blame if a client doesn't like the proposal. That can indicate some character flaws. Be wary if person seems to lack compassion. If you have an acquaintance who never gives up his seat on the bus to an elderly woman who is above his age, that is another warning sign. Number 4. Appraise the honesty level. Lying is generally an indicator that someone has some character flaws. But how to tell if a person is honest? Fortunately, there are some signs to look for. A person might be lying if the tone and volume of their voice radically changes. Okay. For example, if you are talking to a neighbor and you mention that a package went missing from your porch, be wary if your neighbor practically shrinks. Okay. I don't know what you are talking about. A person who continuously proclaims that their honesty may have something to hide. For example, if your brother's new girlfriend regularly proclaims how honest she is, she might be covering something up. Okay, she is hiding something. For example, if she regularly says, "I am a really honest person," you can ask anyone. You might start to wonder why she is regularly feeling the need to say that. There is some fault in it, okay? Number 5. Keep your best interests in mind. Sometimes it can be difficult to tell if someone means well or if they are intentionally trying to hurt you. This is an important distinction. Someone with good character will not try to intentionally cause you to feel uncomfortable or upset. Think about your best interests. Ask yourself if the person in question is also thinking about your best interest. For example, what if a friend regularly belittles your spouse? That is likely not something that is being done with your best interest in mind. It means that he is a liar or she is a liar. You don't make him as your friend. Ask yourself questions such as, how does the person make me feel? Am I happier with him or her? You can also think, does this person care about my feelings? Does he cares about my feelings? Does he cares about you? If he or she cares about your feelings, then definitely he or she will cares about you. If the answer is no, then your best interests are not likely. These are not likely to priority of that person. So stay away from these kinds of person. One, two, three. The third method of this episode, keeping an open mind. Okay. Number one, consider your own emotions. Before you rush to judgment, take a moment to reflect on how you are feeling. Okay. Maybe you have a sense that the new woman in your yoga class is unfriendly. But are you actually projecting? Think about your own state of mind. Are you frustrated because you had a bad evaluation at the work? You might be letting your bad mood color your perception. Does your new coworker seems like a know-it-all? Take a moment, think about your own role at the company. Are you actually just nervous that you won't receive a much wanted promotion? Well, your own emotions definitely impact how you view the world, and that includes how you judge in anybody's character. He or she can be anybody, okay? Make sure to keep that in mind, that your own emotions can change your perceptions. So before judging someone, you have to think about that, what's your mind state in that current situation, okay? Point number two, be a good listener. When you are judging someone's character, it's important to keep an open mind. That means thinking about your own biases, okay? And it means that you need to be a good listener. Maybe you are always assumed that your upstairs neighbor is just rude and cranky. If you actually have a conversation with her, you might discover that she is upset because she is coping with the loss of someone whom he loved so much, okay? Limit distance, okay? Maybe you are always found your brother-in-law annoying. Instead of texting you your friend about your dislikes, put down your phone. Take time to actually listen to others without distractions like phones, televisions, your Instagram, your Facebook, and any other distractions you have. Okay, you might discover that there are some parts of their personalities that really appeal to you. Point number third of the method number third is look for the positives. When you are keeping an open mind, try to avoid focusing on negative personality traits. Instead, make an effort to concentrate on the positives. Shifting your focus might help you arrive at a more positive judgment. For example, maybe you have always noticed how impatient your coworker is. But have you taken the time to notice that she is always willing to help someone who is struggling to meet a deadline? You can also avoid anticipating negative outcomes. Okay, maybe you have never had a positive interaction with your landlord. Keep an open mind and allow your next encounter to be more positive. Point number four of this method, accept differences. Okay, keeping an open mind means that you are comfortable with people being different from you. Maybe a new person in your social group have a very dry sense of humor. It's okay if you two laugh at different things. It doesn't make one of you a better person than the other. Keep in mind that you might come from different backgrounds. It is possible that you both have different backgrounds and your upbringing is also different. People who have different experiences might react differently to the same situation. Be willing to accept the people which are different than you. Just because someone has different personality traits, that does not mean that they have poor character at all. Okay? So I really hope that you will apply these in your life and you will improve yourself continuously, because the improvement, it's not just like you buy something quickly. It's a continuous process. You have to improve yourself continuously. So share it with your friends and all your loved ones directly from where you are listening to it. Share it on Instagram, share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter and wherever you want. And on Instagram story, tag me @AshwiniParikh07 and tell me what have you learned from this today's episode. So till then, tata.